Late last week, we heard Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, FCA, is spinning off Ferrari. FCA will hold a public stock offering to sell off 10% of Ferrari, and it'll dole out the remaining 80% of the company to current shareholders, while Piero Ferrari will hold on to his 10%. Michigan Radio's automotive reporter Tracy Samilton is here. Let's talk timing, Tracy. This announcement came less than 2 months after Ferrari's top guy stepped down after he locked horns with FCA CEO Sergio Marchionne.
Yes, this brand makes about maybe 7,000 vehicles a year, and so it has this mystique. You know, it's unattainable if you get your hands on a Ferrari. Oh, my goodness. So there's been a bit of a dispute because they are so valuable. Could they stretch that number? And so Mr. Marchionne wants to stretch it, maybe 10,000, keep the mystique, you know, but, you know, get a few more sales out of this really valuable brand. And that, I believe, is where they parted ways.
So what does this mean? The idea that they're spinning it off, what does it mean, first of all, for Fiat and for Chrysler?
Well, for Fiat Chrysler, what it means is the stockholders will get, you know, they're releasing some of this value in the form of the Ferrari brand. It goes off on its own. Its stock is going to be worth more than Fiat Chrysler stock because that's the way luxury brand stock works in the market. The investors value it more. So they're getting something in return that is worth more to them. And so that's going to make them a little happier when the company converts. It has a whole bunch of bonds. It has to convert them to stock that dilutes their Fiat Chrysler stock, makes it worth less. In return, they have the Ferrari stock that is now worth more.
And what does this mean for Ferrari? I mean, it has to. I kind of wondered, is it good for a brand where the lowest price model is something like $250,000 to be kind of untied from FCA, which, of course, we know earns its bread and butter selling to the rest of us who can't afford $1 million for a vehicle?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the proof is going to be in the pudding. What Ferraris they come out with that might have maybe I don't even want to say mass market appeal. That you just can't say mass market and Ferrari in the same sentence. But it'll be interesting to see how they push it a little bit more to try to sell a few more globally as they make it a global brand.
I saw a quote from Sergio Marchionne, which I thought was interesting. He said the spinoff was, and here's his quote, really designed to deal with the worst case scenario, meaning?
You know, it does make it easier to sell Ferrari. For years and years and years, Mr. Marchionne said, Ferrari's not for sale. It's still not for sale, okay? This spinning off does not mean it's for sale. But if the worst case scenario did happen, there it is, a separate entity.
You were saying this is a very Italian story.
It is, because the main beneficiaries are stockholders with very famous names, Agnelli and Ferrari. And this complicated scenario is, in the end, is going to make it's going to make them richer.
And is anyone surprised?
No.
When should we see this, the Ferrari IPO roadshow starting?
Sometime next year. We don't have a date yet.
All right. Michigan Radio automotive reporter Tracy Samilton. As always, thanks, Tracy.
My pleasure.